New York's city council is losing nearly a third of its members to term limits this year. The looming turnover in the council means nearly two dozen seats will be up for grabs, and the opportunity is already being seized upon by one left-leaning group. WNYC's Colby Hamilton reports.
This year's city council Democratic primary elections aren't for another 5 months. But in Astoria, Queens, the race for an open seat is in full swing for Costa Constantinides.
Wherever you fit on the political spectrum, it's about making government work for real people. If you're a small business owner, it's making sure government works for you.
Constantinides' race is a top priority for the city council's left-leaning progressive caucus. The group is making its push early, aggressively courting council hopefuls across the city. It has already thrown its weight behind Constantinides and is targeting seats that are being vacated by political rivals.
We wanted to really have an active role in shaping public policy that is more in tune with the needs of the working class and the working poor in this city.
Councilmember Melissa Mark Viverito of Manhattan is the co-chair of the caucus. She says backing candidates this early was a no-brainer because of the rare turnover this fall. Growing the caucus will help the liberal lawmakers pass a long list of policy priorities: guaranteed paid sick leave, curtailing stop-and-frisk tactics, and higher taxes for the city's wealthy are among the agenda items the caucus would like to see enacted. The group is also getting a boost from like-minded labor unions. They may be out front of the races, but they aren't the only ones aware of what's at stake. Nancy Ploger is with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce.
There has to be a balance, and if the balance is tipped one way or the other, it's really going to upset the apple cart.
Ploger says her members are keeping a watchful eye on council races because the caucus has put itself at odds with big sections of the city's business world in the past. That's because it supports higher taxes on the wealthy and greater oversight over city development subsidies. So far, the caucus has endorsed two candidates for council races. That means help fundraising, something they did effectively when they raised tens of thousands of dollars for their candidate in a recent special election. And the Constantinides campaign says the caucus has already raised $7,000 on its behalf. Right now, the group is in the process of vetting others, and it plans to target as many as 10 council races, or half the seats left vacant because of term limits. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.